I don't have any.
Except I hope you're not too expensive, I need a personal trainer.
Heck yeah, come on down.
Now what?
If you pass me, I'll give you a discount.
What have you got to trade now?
I'll give you a price, you give you some practice.
I gotta get better at this drift.
I know. But we're learning.
Yeah.
Gotta get a little power hungry.
Yeah.
No thanks.
People will accuse me of that.
Yeah.
Maybe even tonight.
Sure.
Maybe.
Sure. Cut back on everything that he normally does.
Yeah. No, he doesn't try to do too much. I come home and go with it, he cleared out part of the barn, and then the next day he can't move, and I told him.
So
it started seems to be enacted that way, right?
Yeah. But I remember the last time
Tell me about it. He walked in my house and looked at it.
Paul
Max, he's like 16.
Did he have it done in Rome?
Seven.
Yes.
Probably if I saw it.
I'm sure. He came down today. He always pays his rent in the middle of the month for some reason. Instead of the first, I don't care.
This in Rome, too?
Yeah.
He comes downstairs and we've got our jars set up on a little desk.
I just barely have mine today.
We didn't even have to hang it.
No.
I made a mistake.
Well, I was afraid of the recovery time of going forward and asking about whether it was going
to
be something that you were kind of flat laid out or how bad it was.
Put the downstairs in the cellar. We have the whole thing lined with the string. We have a great basement.
With his heel into?
When was it? Why is that happening?
But it reminded me to check mine.
I just got a text message from Rachel.
Rachel from Sanders?
Rachel.
A lot of Sanders.
Oh, Maddox?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yep, Rachel sent me a text.
I don't think I got one. I'm kind of offended.
I'm one of 25 Dems they selected for the turnout pack something or other.
I haven't done anything. I'm keeping it for my own campaign.
Yeah. I appreciate
so I turned
the info,
that.
Just my own education. Excuse me, just a moment. I'm Phil Adams, so I just wanted to introduce myself.
Yes,
how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good
evening.
This is what you
asked. Hello. Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
I understand that Jason is traveling out to the West Coast, so...
I don't know. He was here last night.
Yeah, but that's what I heard today from Danny,
He didn't tell me. He didn't say anything about that.
I think he won't appear a big part.
Is Pat coming?
I haven't heard one way or the other.
At least we've got a quorum.
You've got a quorum, you got it.
We've got a small favor.
So I'll just pick up this paperwork until someone else shows up.
Okay.
Well, 7:00, so call this meeting to order. First things on the list is to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Mr. Adams emailed me, and there were a few things that he wanted to have changed, wording-wise, for specifically in new business. Mr. Adams, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th sentence of new business, it starts, one for a temporary office trailer and the other for reconstruction of existing tank. You wanted a reconstruction of an existing bulk storage fuel depot rather than tank. And then in that, following that line in the next sentence, he has no record of when the tank, exchange tank for bulk storage fuel depot was constructed.
I just thought that might be a little clearer.
And then on the third page, I had misspelt the Corby's name, so I just needed to correct that. So were those modifications that he brought up. On the third page, in the bottom of the very first paragraph, at 7:40 p.m., I put Corbett's left, so I needed to change the T to a Y.
Everybody comfortable with those changes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I make a motion to accept the minutes from last meeting?
Yes, I have.
Any other deletions, corrections? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, I'm going to be unanimous tonight. Okay. Anne Marie Vito and Laura Pedrone. Anne Marie's here.
Yes.
Have an application. The application is 2024-035 for a home occupation for a yoga studio and personal training. Want to give us an overview?
We're pretty new to town, so we're excited to kind of just get into the community, and opening up a gym in the house is a real passion of ours, and we're very excited to get that going, and basically taking on private clients or groups, no really more up to four of personal training, mainly focusing on corrective work, balance, fall prevention. Yes, you're like, okay. And then also I've trained everyone from athletes to, my grandmother. So a wide range. I've been a certified personal trainer for 20 years. So I've got a lot of tools in my toolbox, and we're just ready to get going.
And we hope you will. Is there anything you want
to
add?
Just to indicate that using the portion of the home that's allowed for home occupation, the square footage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The signage proposed, there's no need for a separate sign zoning permit because the proposal is to use the maximum allowed without a permit for the one sign that she wants to put up. So, and there's plenty of off-street parking in that location.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I could find nothing that went against the zoning regulations for the proposal for the home occupation.
Off-street parking would have been my concern, but if there's ample that, then no reason to be worried about it.
Yep.
Well, you can indicate what you feel is the number of parking spaces you have.
Yeah, we are a one-car house as well, so there's so much space in our own driveway as well.
And you're right on Main Street, right?
Yeah.
So there's parking
on
Main Street. Mm-hmm. So.
Front.
Plenty of parking.
Yes.
Do we need two motions? One for we don't need a site visit?
Or I would do like you regularly do and indicate whether you think this requires a site plan review or not first, and then do your voting on the home occupation if you deem it doesn't require that.
I'll make a motion that a site plan review is not needed.
I'll second that motion.
Everybody understand what we're doing?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One more time.
Make a motion that we accept the permit as read and explained.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye. Congratulations
aye.
And welcome to the
show. Welcome to Fairhaven.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
The more the merrier.
There's no place to go, son.
Nope. I just indicate on the form that you approved it, the planning commission approved it in this state.
Alright.
You're good to go.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Welcome to town.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, budget.
Yeah. I don't know if you got, I brought my copy from the.
Oh, so, I don't have one, I don't believe.
I didn't make copies, but it's really not a whole lot here.
I mean, why don't we got stipends. That's really it.
Yeah, the only thing we had was secretarial, and that's the question I would ask.
Oh,
did anybody sign
in?
Sorry. Wait for Phil to go back.
Thank you.
Oh.
The biggest thing is the secretarial services. That's you.
Me. Sorry.
I mean, we're looking. It's proposed that. At where did it go? 1500 is
okay.
And I should have brought what we've expended already, and I didn't do that.
I haven't turned in my time since May, so
oh, and
that would be very not helpful.
Do you have a running total?
I can tell you how many hours I've worked.
So you're proposing the 1500?
Well, that's what it's proposed. I don't want to propose 1500 if that's not going to be enough.
I can do some since May. We can do some math.
Do some cycling.
We can do some math.
Nobody told me there'd be math.
Oh gosh, April. I really haven't turned in my time. Sorry, y'all. Okay.
The other end of that, which actually I'm not sure. Well, we get our stipend, which is $100 a piece,
yep.
And then 150. I guess I get 150.
You
get,
yeah.
the big bucks. And then 300 for advertising. I just want to check with Phil on if we can make sure that's enough. In the past,
the advertising was just putting her.
In the past, last year we spent almost $600, $509, so $300 doesn't seem like enough.
Oh.
But
then we had the bylaws, we were doing a lot of that stuff right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But now we're going to be doing downtown designation and
some
of
the
regulations
yeah.
and neighborhood
that might need designations. That's going to have town warnings.
We're just talking about the advertising. Last year we spent $591, and they're proposing, Joe's proposing $300, which is probably what it is every year. So.
Again, I don't know what might be involved if you go to do the downtown designation.
Yeah, that's what we're
I'm just not sure if you have public meetings that you might have involved with that require notice. So that was my only question mark from previous.
There's going to be a lot going on there.
Well, if we put it up to 600.
That's what I was saying.
And I will fight the good fight for that with Mr. Travers will be our notable caregiver. He doesn't want to spend money on anything.
Well, it's just
which isn't a bad thing.
You want to have yourself covered with whatever you might run into
mm-hmm.
or needs for that.
Well, we spent $591 last year, so $600 isn't out of whack.
Yeah.
It's also the subdivision stuff too as well.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
And we don't get a raise.
No.
And you would need to do warnings for any change in that as well if that was to happen within the next
that's
fiscal
what we were
year.
Trying to figure out.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why we wanted to talk to you.
I think you would rather try and have that same amount to cover what you might need for public hearings and warnings that way. And even if you had...
Yeah, I have no idea what those things cost. Like to put a warning, does it have to go into the free press?
Well, they've gone into the Rutland Herald and paid the price of that.
I think the free press is the...
Our designated.
Designated paper.
Yeah.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it is.
I don't know what the expense is for that.
Well, I can tell you what a quarter page ad for senatorial...
It's not cheap. How much you want to...
More than it should be.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Okay.
Especially for
so 600 plus
so
1, 2, 3, 4, 550
there. And 550 is the stipend.
Stipend.
The only other thing, we're waiting for math from our scribe here.
So.
Don't forget that there will be extra meetings as well.
Since April. 13th that week, beginning of April, since April till this month, so 7 months, I've worked 17 and a quarter hours, and my rate is $20 an hour, so $345, so less than $1,000 is what you would give me if everything was normal, like it's been since
you said
April.
That was 17.
Normal is, we'll have quite a few, or at least two extra public hearings, at the very least.
So that's 24 meetings, yeah. Plus...
And
no, it was, I've worked 17 and a quarter hours. So whatever that, I worked six months. In 6 months, I've worked 17 and a quarter hours.
Does that include all the stuff for the...
It does not include
the bylaws
bylaws, because that was paid... I wrote that separately,
and that
was with
the
grant.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And did you get paid for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. I don't know how she broke me out when she paid me, because it all came in one check, but
okay.
I did.
Well, as long as you're comfortable, they figured it out. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And actually, a lot of that should come the same way, too, this year, because we're getting a grant for the... all the public hearings or all that we get there. So actually, if we dropped it to 1,000, we've covered the increase on the other side, or most of it. Yeah, well, all of it. Yeah. So that would be good. You're comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, if we're not going to not pay you if we run over, but I'd like to be as close as we could. So. Is that all right with everybody? We'll drop it to 1,000.
Yep,
so that means we cover the increase on the advertising.
The advertising.
Which will make Mr. Travers happy.
Well, $9. We saved him $5. We spent $9.
Well.
We have to make Mr. Travers happy.
So you're bumping advertising up to 600?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're dropping secretary to 1,000.
And
you have your stipend.
Do we deal with your salary? Is that...
No, that's a separate item, line item
for me.
A separate department.
Okay, so you're good. You're good with the proposal, just in case they ask me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
They may.
Yeah.
All right. So, the process now is when we get to that, we will go all three line items, and that should be a pretty easy sell if we're paying for the increase in the advertising. So I shouldn't see a problem with that, but you never know. We kind of argue over $50, you know, so.
Not surprised.
Well, it's you gotta. But okay.
Okay.
Any other questions on the budget?
No.
All right. Other business?
Nope,
any email?
No new mail, no. Okay. The same email that was from our regional planner that went out to everybody, that was the only
piece from Logan, of mail. One from
yep.
Logan.
Yep.
All right. 5 minutes for public comment. Who gets to talk?
I guess I could start. I just wanted to know what the process is going to look like if Jeremy Shaw does in fact come forward and look for a permit is that going to be something, or you can kind of walk us through that, what that appeal process would look like? I don't know, it seems like from what I'm hearing is pretty much a rubber stamp that he's going to, what he's looking to do there is allowed within our zoning bylaw, so.
There's a difference of opinion of that, at this point, but that's something we're going to run in front of legal. And, you know, the difference is of opinion at this point, because we don't know.
Okay.
But as far as the process, he will put in a request for a permit. And if Phil feels that it falls into the criteria for our zoning, then it won't actually come in front of us. He'll approve it, because there's no question. But before that happens, we're gonna do the research. There's a lot. I don't know if you guys have looked. That's the requirement he has to to pass.
Yeah.
And I'm about halfway through that. It puts me to sleep faster than a bad baseball game.
A lot of stuff, for sure.
And there's a lot of stuff that has to come. There's another article that I will be honest, my wife dug up for me, Fair Housing Legal Protections for Recovery Housing. You should probably read that if you want this copy of that.
Yeah.
Or one of you guys want to take that. The state wants recovery houses, so.
Yeah.
So they make some accommodations.
Is there a criteria for that, for the certification, that there's a letter of support from the town in order for them to comply with that?
I haven't seen that yet, but I assume that's why he was here to ask us. I haven't looked through that. I haven't found that yet.
Okay.
But I'm sure he didn't come. He didn't come here to.
Yeah, for sure.
He didn't come here to for the. Fun of it.
No.
Didn't seem that much fun.
So
if you want that, you can have that. You guys can have that. And
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So our end of it, it will be publicly noted. We post our agenda, and I think the post is out here. Do you do it online?
I do.
Okay.
I do a posting inside here, outside here,
okay,
and online of
okay
any of the meeting agendas.
So the agendas will be there. We're not going to sneak anything by anybody.
Okay.
I promise you that.
And also, if I might add, the zoning permits are not only posted here, but posted online.
Okay.
So the agendas, Bob, are the Planning Commission agendas?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that first document you waited?
This is the residential care home licensing registration. So it's 48 pages.
Okay,
it's
where could somebody find that?
Agency of Human Resources.
Okay.
Also, if I may, if you go, he said he was seeking certification from VTAR. It's the Vermont
right
Association of Recovery Residences, and I took a look at the like level 2 certification, what he's seeking, and the checklist of
mm-hmm
requirements that he has to meet is very, very
yeah
intense. It's very, very detailed, and under the state statute that defines recovery houses as a permitted single family residence, it also says it has to be certified by either the, like any organization that's associated with the National Association of Recovery Residences. So, that being said, like, he has a lot of,
he has a
high bar to meet.
So he's applying for
certified
level 2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so has he submitted an application?
He hasn't done anything.
He hasn't done
anything.
So he may change his mind along the way and do something else?
I don't know.
We have no idea.
Seen any application, so I have no information about it.
So he basically came here with a concept, like,
yeah,
right,
it was a concept of a plan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's a quote.
I had to say that.
He came here.
There's just a lot of risks that we're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, people need help, yes.
One of the things that you all should be aware of, for transparency, is the state of Vermont, when we rewrote the zoning regs last summer, in last spring and last winter.
We had them last winter and last fall.
The state made it very clear that they, one of the things that they wanted to make sure that nobody wrote into their state, into their town regs, was the term, the character of the neighborhood. So they absolutely forbid that. Because, and which is one reason why there's a trailer on Grape Street, for instance, because you can't say by the state laws now, you can't say you're changing the character of the neighborhood.
Right.
So that's a hard and fast, and that's going to be a difficult one to fight. Mm-hmm. But it's fightable. Don't get me wrong. It's just that you have to be very careful how you tread with that, because the bottom line, the reasoning for that is, in the old days, that's how they kept minorities out of neighborhoods and things like that. So they just made sure that nobody wrote that into their regs. So the character of the neighborhood is not an argument I'd hang my hat on.
How about harmonious nature? Because that's in the town plan.
Yeah, and that's better. It may be close to what they're trying to oppose, but
yeah.
At this point, the thing you have to know about here and the town is there is nothing on the books. There is nothing that he's submitted that's official. We won't even talk about it unless he comes. And if we get a ruling from the legal beagles that Phil's opinion is correct and somebody else's isn't, so we won't even have there won't be anything. There won't even be as much of a hearing as we had with the people doing the home occupation
right,
today. Yeah. So if it passes our zoning rules, then they'll get their permit. But they're not getting a permit. They're not getting any kind of help from the select board until we see a certification and a good permit. So he's got a long way to go.
Yeah, if that does happen, I mean, I know there's a lot of steps involved, but if that does happen and a permit is submitted, then we have that 15-day window to appeal and then come to you guys and make that argument.
I'll just clarify something for you all. So anyone can appeal a decision on my part, and it goes to the Zoning Board of Adjustment. So we have a form online or down the hall here, and so you would pick up that form, you would check the appeal of the zoning administrator decision, and you'd state your reasoning for the appeal.
Yep.
And then that goes to the clerk of the zoning board, and the clerk would set up a hearing date, and the abutters are noticed in writing. It's advertised in the paper, and it has to have at least 15 days notice in that paper and what's submitted to the abutters. And then a hearing is held by the zoning board where I discuss the reason for my decision and someone else would discuss the reason for their appeal. Mm-hmm. And then they have 45 days to do a written decision on that particular case. And that, what I should also add is, at the time of a zoning board hearing, it's determined who would be considered interested parties. Mm-hmm. And you can look up the zoning regs online and look at the interested parties process, and also the zoning board appeals broken down for you as well.
Perfect.
But at the time before a hearing starts, the people that would be considered interested parties are determined by the zoning board. Anyone can speak, but I'm saying an interested party would be someone who is affected in the immediate area.
Sure.
So everyone would have an opportunity to speak. They close the hearing unless they have a need for additional information or testimony. And then everyone waits for a written decision from them. Okay. And then if the someone is not happy with that decision, they have the ability to appeal to the state environmental court within, I think it's 30-day time after that decision is rendered. Okay. So that's another possibility of appeal, and if the environmental court goes against, someone can appeal that to the Supreme Court.
Could a site visit be included in the first appeal process?
If the zoning board decision decides that that's necessary, and if people are asking that they do that, certainly they can have, they can ask for any evidence they'd like or ask to do a site visit. Yes, both. Okay. And anybody would be allowed to attend from the public with a site visit.
Perfect.
Okay. Site visit is just another public meeting. It's just, it's on site. So it becomes the meeting at that day. And that would be the zoning board or the adjustment.
And they decide, again, if there was a reason to adjourn the meeting for a site visit, the zoning board can adjourn it to another date specific if they feel that's necessary to garner more information.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
What kind of permit would they be filing for?
It would be a single family use, as stated in the zoning. So it's a group home, and as the state qualifies those as a single family use.
In a three bedroom house.
Yeah, it's
eight people.
It's a little sketchy to me, I'll be honest. But the way we're nowhere near that kind of a decision, but if you guys, I guess the only thing I would do is get together, read what's there, and figure out what your best avenue to go is, and the town will do the same. I'm sure we're going to have to get legal people involved at some point soon. But we're not going to do that until we have something to act on, which would be a request for a single family unit permit, which he's a way long way away from that right now. That doesn't mean you should rest easy. It just means that you've got time to organize your defense or offense, whatever you want to call it.
Can I add one thing before you? The cost for that, the fee for a residential application for an appeal would be $125 to the town of Fairhaven. Just so you understand what the local cost
would be. It wouldn't be to the town, it would be to whoever wants to appeal it, right?
No, I'm just saying the cost that you would pay whoever appeals, or group that appeals, whatever, would be just that $125 for a residential appeal. We have two fees, one's for commercial and one's for residential. So the appeal in this case would be for a residential appeal.
And that's not considered a facility.
But this isn't considered to be a commercial venture?
Right.
It's not.
No.
No. No, it's not.
It's not
because
a single
of the way
family.
The state statute reads. That's the only way I can explain it.
I think that's one of the arguments I would have as well, Doug. I really do.
These people are paying to stay there.
It's a business.
It's a business.
The state doesn't see it as that, though. The my idea of like the way that the regulation can be is like if you were to take in, like some people for work have maybe handicapped individuals that live with them.
Right.
So that to me is a single family residence. It's not a facility where people are, you know, basically peer run. There's
can
gotta
we
be
read you
like,
the statute and just
so I read
no.
Let's.
Because it does say very clearly, and it's almost exactly the same wording we have in our town bylaw, a residential care home or group home to be operated, it says, a residential care home or group home to be operated under state licensing or registration, serving not more than 8 persons who have a disability as defined in 9 VSA 54501, or a recovery resident serving not more than 8 persons, shall be considered by right to constitute a permitted single-family residential use of property. And then it goes on to talk about what a recovery residence is. And it says a recovery residence means a shared living residence supporting persons recovering from a substance use disorder that provides tenants with peer support and assistance, accessing support services, blah, 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 blah. And then two is certified by an organization like VTOC. So, and then it does say that if certification is pending beyond 4 to 5 days, the municipality shall retain its right to consider the residence. So, let's say a permit application comes in, Phil doesn't have to make a decision until the certification comes in. So, to my thinking, say if you really are dead set against seeing this in your neighborhood, your approach of coming to town officials saying, what can you do to stop it? Look at the certification process. You might want to approach VTAR and say, I don't think this place meets the requirements. You know, like what they're trying to put 8 people into a 3-bedroom house. Right, How can you certify that? You know
what I mean? There's 2 different ways that you can oppose this. Yeah. One is to VTAR and the other is to say, well, if they're going to have paid staff, employees, 24 hours, surveillance, and all that,
a business.
That becomes something a little different than a...
But
in
how they register as an entity,
like,
is it a nonprofit entity?
I think that you guys you gotta do your homework and come at this at several different ways, including us. I mean, if we get the permit, you're welcome to oppose or if that's the way you want to go. But as Deb said, the regulations, there's probably a lot of stipulations in there that you could argue again too. So you should be familiar with that document. And when I'm somewhat familiar with it, I'll pass it on. But you can get copies of it. I got it the other night. So
basically what you're saying, Bob, is we're not fighting the town. We're fighting the state.
You're fighting the state and you're fighting the idea of it and there are just different ways to go about it. The town may be hamstrung by its rules, which are state rules. So you are and you're not. But I think it's probably and I don't want to give anybody advice, certainly not legal advice, but you need to know this. And there are a lot of roadblocks that I don't think you can get over. And I think this is probably a better way to work at that. It doesn't mean that there won't be a decision that it's okay and all in the end, but it may not be where it is. And I don't know if that guy has the stamina to go through this, to be frank.
That 48-page document that you referenced, is there an outline for public process, public input?
I'm sure there is, but I haven't got to that point.
So there's 2 ways we can fight this. One is the permit that is issued by the town, which Phil just described, and the other way is to get involved at the beginning of when they apply for the VTAR, whatever this is, this certification that they are required to, and just step in and kind of set the record straight when they say everything's good, and we say, well, no, we got some issues, we don't have transportation, we don't, all the stuff that was discussed.
Exactly. All the roadblocks
How do we get on the docket for that? How do we get involved?
There's probably a process in here that tells you how to do that as well. I mean, the bottom line is you got to go through this, and I haven't. I've been watching baseball.
I can tell you that all the VTAR homes currently in Vermont that I found and researched, there's not one that's a 3-bedroom home. And even in their definition or with some of their requirements or guidelines for someone that's opening one of these houses, a large 4-bedroom home with a lot of square footage. None of them have more than 2 to a room, if that. So, I mean, I've seen 4-bedroom homes in Rutland where they have 6 people in the house. So what they're trying to do over here, just for their VTAR's requirements or standards, are just... It's insane. It really is insane.
And that may be the way to attack.
And that's the way I see it.
You know, I'm not
lined up on that, so you can always like the way you organize to kind of fight.
I just don't know where to go with it until he does something, proposes something. Like level, he went from level 1 to level 2, And I can say level two is not going to be sufficient for that location. They're going to need to have, if they're going to have that many people in there coming and going and testing and everything else, they're going to need to have some staff involved. There's got to be somebody there that's going to be monitoring, testing, security, all of that. So it's going to be at level three if he's that dead set on putting it in that location. And then again, I think it's going to be way overcrowded. That's why I'm saying maybe a site visit for zoning, just to say, you know, this is, you know, maybe we can limit this to three people or four people to come at it that way, and it may not be profitable for him to just have four residents, three residents. He's got to have eight to make it work. You know, we can go
ahead. Along those lines, I know that Phil, the parking requirements, in one read of it would be that there needs to be at least one parking space per occupant.
No. Not permitted single family use.
No, it's a permitted family use. Uh-huh. There's a section of your zoning ordinances that reads, if I can find the glasses.
Okay.
That reads required off-street parking. And they require that permitted there shall be provided off-street parking spaces at least for as follows. Residential use, one parking space per dwelling unit, was what you said. Mm-hmm. Front yard should not be. Lodging facilities, hotels, motels, lodge, country inns, guest house, one parking space per lodging unit.
Yeah, but we aren't talking those uses. Right. And again, I don't have an application. I don't know if they're...
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say, Dad, what you're going to say.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to use the addition they added on to the house for a bedroom. I don't know. I don't have this information. But if it's a permitted single-family use, then you're not talking any of the other listed uses and parking requirements.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit that single family.
It's a group home, not a guest home. So
which is one of what I'd like to say is that at some point this board may have to make a decision, and we're talking strategy with you guys. It's not really kosher.
Right.
You know, and it shouldn't be pre-decided.
Right.
That's
what I mean.
I'm not decided one way or the other. I'm just telling you the options mm-hmm. of how the zoning process works. Mm-hmm. So I can't say yay or nay without seeing a formal application come through and reading it through carefully and maybe getting a legal opinion on it to make sure that I'm doing my job right in following our regs, which include the state laws. So I would say we aren't there yet because nothing's come in, and I can't give you a this doesn't work or that doesn't work without
right.
having a formal application. I mean, you can look at whatever you want, but until that comes in, there's nothing that I can give an opinion on without
right.
having that.
There's nothing to react to.
Exactly, yeah. But do your research.
Your advice to us, Phil and Bob, is to do our homework, check everything out,
find if there's
a way, or get our information straight, and then if they do file something, we have some ammunition. Right. To.
Oh yeah, with anything that you're for or opposed, do your research and
try. Yeah, be well prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something that I wasn't impressed with.
He was not prepared.
He was not prepared.
You know,
so
I'm not going to pass judgment on him, but he wasn't prepared.
No, and I. Yeah, I.
And watch for the website and on the town too, because they'll tell you what our agendas are, so you'll know if there's something coming up regarding it.
Okay, appreciate it.
For the select board as well as the planning commission, that way you'll be informed as to what's being discussed.
But there may be, we'll just prep you with, there may be no referral to the planning commission.
Right. Right.
It may be strictly an administrative issue of a permit for the...
And that would be posted on your website.
That would be posted on the town's website when it's issued. It'll be posted here. And again, I would try and notify an individual if they wanted me to give a notification of that happening as well.
Yeah,
as one step further, as we've discussed. Because it's public information. It's not anything that's hidden away or trying to be hidden away. It's the process. And so... it's available to find out. You're not going to have something happen and not know about it. The big P placards got to be put out there, you know, when the permit's issued. So there's going to be an indication on the property and the town's website. And you're not going to have it slip by in some way on you.
Well, you know, we're all in agreement. We have a vested interest here. We're all neighbors, and we want what's best for the neighborhood. So we don't feel this is best.
I understand your concerns. I really do.
Can I tell you one thing you might want to know when you're thinking about going forward? That in our zoning bylaws, it's section 919 that refers to residential care homes. And it refers to a state statute that defines people with a disability. And in that statute, people suffering with alcoholism are a protected class. They're considered people with a disability. So just keep in mind, you know, if you're thinking about making any kind of appeal on the basis of we don't want alcoholics living in our neighborhood, state law and federal law considers alcoholics a protected class of people with
except
a disability.
Except for if an alcoholic or a drug user is proposes a threat to the neighborhood. Then they're not considered. They don't come under that
discrimination at that point.
No,
so I'm just the rest I'm just of, telling
the rest
you
of
that
the
that's
statute
how
says
it,
yeah, but the rest of the statute says if they pose a threat to the neighbors, then that's not a protected.
It
that's
also
not
doesn't
a disability.
Mention anything about drug addicts. It mentions alcoholics specifically, but not drug addicts. So
that's true.
If you know, and again, I'm sure when we have the experts come and talk to us. There's that crossover. There's not one or the other. It's usually or both. Usually. I can't say on every case.
Is it under alcoholism or substance?
No, they have drug addiction. Their drug addiction is that's okay. That's in
disability. Well, the house is supposed to be a house.
Drug addiction and alcoholism is considered disability. But an individual with a disability does not include any individual with a substance use disorder who, by reason of current alcohol or drug use constitutes a direct threat to property or safety of others. So, I mean, if they're recovering and they're all okay, but if they go off the rails?
So here's the thing to know. The state recently passed a new law that makes it easier for recovery homes to actually evict their residents.
Right, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So when you're thinking about the experiences of other towns in the past, and you think, well, it's gone to hell altogether in these other towns where they had recovery homes. Very recently, there's this new legislation that went through that recovery homes are exempt from the residents of recovery homes are exempt from the tenant protections that other tenants are subject to. So.
But then they're out on the street. So
I know,
that's
the
real
there is, and there's the other
that is
side.
The issue.
Right. Well, but I'm just saying from someone who lives in a neighborhood and who says, I don't want this because what happens when they start, they go off the wagon and then they're living in that house and the people who are running it can't remove them. Now they can't.
Yeah.
So that's not
true. But it's up to the people that are running the house
yes,
to remove them.
That's
you can't
true.
Be a neighbor that says, oh, it's
right.
Yeah,
yes.
Do something.
By that time it's too late.
Right.
But so, let's call this here because, like I said, we're getting in a discussion we're going to have again, well, maybe have again in several months. It isn't going to be, I don't think you're going to have to worry about it for Christmas, let's put it that way.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be just getting through
well,
that.
Thank you for
it's
your
going
time,
to be a process.
Anytime. That's what we get the $100 for.
Yeah.
Can I
we make
the
big bucks.
Before you all go away? I know you
thank
you
all
I
for
make
coming.
Sure I have all you correct.
Make a motion.
You guys are the first in this?
No. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm back. Okay.
Next
you're in the woods?
Meeting
no.
Meeting
oh, my goodness gracious.
You
don't
worry.
Worry.
The
minute
you're
the group person. So, you're the person. I was thinking that you were the woods. Okay, so let me write here.
I think we need to cross that bridge.
No,
I don't want to quote y'all wrong.
That's the state end of it.
Ferguson,
oh,
and I was thinking that you were the fourth,
you're
but you're not.
What?
You're the one.
The moment to adjourn.
Oh, I second
that. I missed all that, guys. Hold on a second. Equals Woods.
And then you're...
Or Jenny.
The Scots. Okay. Sorry,
guys. Thank you.
You're good.
Thank you very much.
Stop by anytime.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming.
Check me on that. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Yes. Seconded by me.
Motion
second.
CP.
Unanimous.
Motion at... We're going to say your motion is 7:45.
Works for me.
Second.
That was a long 6 minutes. ILS.
Yeah. I was, I was going to... I do that for the... For the other
time. I got this right.
I time it for Deb,
Johnny. Yeah, I know you are. I got you right.
Your mother get going.
But they,
so I have a 5 minute stop there.
They needed that extra time to...
They did. I think they feel better.
I think they got good information that they can trust and rely on and use as reference.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Instead of a lot of, oh, he said, she said, right. And I know, and they did. Yeah, I agree with
you. Whatever's on Facebook. This 5 minutes.
Well, I think it was a good. I think it was a good thing to let go the way it did. They were a calm, peaceful group.
Little different than the other night.
Yes, sir.
Now, who were the people sitting over there?
Scott. Carl used to be a planning commission member for a number of years.
Oh,
years
ago. Yeah. And the woman was his wife?
Yep.
Next to
yeah.
And who was the gentleman
wearing? I don't think it was his wife.
Oh, I don't know. I've never met her. So.
Who was the woman?
They both had the same last name. Allison, Alyssa Scott and Carl Scott.
No, his
Alyssa's the daughter.
Yeah, his wife is the librarian.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Alyssa. Who was the gentleman with the mask?
That was Mr. Lawrence, Chris Lawrence.
That's Chris Lawrence. Yes, he's the one that's been posting.
I've been reading his comments, and of course I didn't know him.
When I was reading his comments, I was saying to myself, "Well, this man has a brain.
He knows what he's talking about."
This is the right across from the brick house from that building.
I don't know. Yeah. I know. I think the woods do. Yeah. Don't the woods
look
down?
They look down. There's a couple different owners.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Sure.
So I've been asking both of you ladies to come in on, or either of you to come in on Thursday morning, and I can't remember if I asked either of you to help me tomorrow.
Yeah,
you
asked me.
I asked you. Okay. I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You can. You're good. You could do it.
Yeah.
If you want to, go ahead.
No, I have to bring Hank's car in tomorrow.
Maybe you told me that already, and that's why I listened.
Yeah, because
I couldn't remember. I was like, oh no.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you did.
I do not want to get stuck.
Yeah, no, because
you're a very lucky woman. You have a lot of people that you could call that will come in.
Yeah,
that's.
Thank you, Miss Jenny. You're very welcome. Yes, ma'am, you will.
The board will be happy that you're willing to come down with $500.
Yeah, but Jenny, do you need that though? I mean,
I don't think think about words first before you talk. As long as the meetings don't go longer.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you don't have longer meetings, I don't need the more money.
I
feel like
I'm
getting better at what I'm doing, and it takes me less time to do it.
Don't sell yourself short.
Exactly. Make sure you got that cushion there.
Yeah.
Been there, done your job.
when it gets towards like April, May, June. Start adding hours.
Throw them in there and get my full 1,000.
So you get to at least 1,000.
So exactly. Are we going to all be in the store on Saturday?
Preview is Friday 10 to 1. So you go
to
preview.
Oh, really?
Yep, 10 to 1 on Friday.
You want to go? I'm going. I'm getting.
No, I'm not pushing you. I just wanted to see how good your daughter was.
Oh, she's wonderful, isn't she?
Yes, she is. And if the town clerk didn't lock up the candy I bring in to keep the mice away from it, I'd be sharing.
Mice?
We had a little mess issue, so now the candy goes in the vault, which I don't have access to.
Oh,
so
that's okay. That's
I
good.
I can see whether some of it, she was probably good and put it away.
All right. I think I have what we're doing here. All right. Ooh.